Today we are beginning the sugya of Korea. This is really the beginning of a sequence of topics so that we can address issues of opening packages on Shabbos. So we really need to look at the malacha of Korea, which is what we're going to start today. The other piece of that is the malacha of Tofer, which we're going to focus on more next week. After that, we're going to need to talk about the malachos of Bone and Soser and Makba Patish, especially as they relate to Kalim. And then with all those things together, we can address the ultimate question about opening packages, cans, bottles, all these things. Do you have to take all those malachos into consideration? So let's begin just with the malacha of Korea, which the Mishnah tells us on Shabbos Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph with a very important language. The Mishnah tells us, HaKorea al menas litfor shtei tefiros. We're in violation of the Av Malacha of Korea if it's al menas litfor shtei tefiros. And the Gemara tells us on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom that Kriya B'Mishkan existed in the context where you had a Yeria Shenafal Ba Drana, and you needed to rip the cloth, the fabric, so that when you re-sewed it, it would be even. Yeria Shenafal Ba Drana, Korin Ba V'Tofenosa. So that's what the Gemara tells us is the Malacha. And Tosfos, everyone saw Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil Vitzarech. Tosfos told us that this phrase in the Mishnah of Al Menas Litfor is essential. It is definitional to the Malacha. The only time it's possible to violate Korea is if it's Al Menas Litfor, and there's a similar formulation in the Kesef Mishnah, quoting from the Ritva, on that Rambam that we saw in the Perek Yud, right? We saw the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph. So, at first glance, the only time you will violate the Malacha of Korea is if it is Al Menas Litfor, and Tosfos give you a couple of other examples of Malachos that fit that bill, like Mochek, Almanas Lichtov. It's not Bechlal Malacha. Not at all. So we saw Rabbi Kiveger on this Tosfos. He says, how could that be? Is it really true that Korea only applies when it's Almanas Litfor? We have a Beferish Mishnah later on that we saw, where the Mishnah gave us a few cases, namely HaKorea Bechamaso, or Al Meso. This was a Mishnah Kuf Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, and Kol HaMakalkalin are Pturin, but the Gemara said, V'aminhu HaKorea B'chamaso V'Evlo V'Al Meso Eschayav. So how could you tell me it's Dafka Al Menas Litfor? And don't tell me that all of these cases are Al Menas Litfor. Some of these cases you're not permitted to be tofer them, like Karan She'ena Mesachim Al Aviv Al Imo. So it doesn't sound like this case is Al Menas Litfor. In the case, the Gemara says, the guy's Mekarea Begadah Bechamaso, Meshaber Kela Bechamaso. It doesn't sound like he has any intention of re-sewing them. It doesn't sound like it's Al Menas Litfor. So this was the bomb kasha that Rabbi Akiva Eger asks on Tosfos, and it's of crucial importance for us because it is going to be necessary for us to define what is subject to the Malacha of Korea. So the Bir Halacha gives an answer to this question. The Bir Halacha at the end of Shin Mem, everybody saw the long Bir Halachas here. Right, so what did the Bir Halacha say? The Bir Halacha essentially said, it's a Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. As long as the Kriya has a productive, constructive purpose, as long as it's not Kilkul, Tosfos will agree that you are Chayav. That was the teretz of the Bir Halacha. Comes the stipler in Kehilas Yaakov Simen Lamed Vav Beinyan Korea Almanas Litvor Ubedivra Tosus Gabi Zomer Vitzorach LaEitzim. And he says he's very unhappy with this Bir Halacha. He thinks that the teretz of the Bir Halacha is not sufficient, because he quotes several cases. What's that?
He quotes, that
he quotes several cases where it's not an issue of kilkul, and yet, nonetheless, Tosfos says that it would be putter if you required almanas likshor. For example, in the case of the Yeriya, Shanafa Badrana. So the Kehilas Yaakov for the Stipler proposes an alternative pshat, an awesome pshat, where he says the following. He says there are two kinds of korea for Tosfos. Number one is where you're tearing the beged, and what you're doing is you are using the beged for, you are enhancing this, the Maisa Kriya is for the beged's sake. It's for the purpose of improving the beged. So you're using the beged and you are improving the beged. In that case, where you're improving the beged, you require almanas litfor. You require precisely that it be for the purpose of re-sewing. But let's say you want to create something, you want to accomplish something, you want to do something that's productive, that's using the beged, but the purpose, the benefit of that is not in the beged itself. So then, Tosfos will say, you could also be chayav. But that's because the locus, the mokade of the benefit is in you, what you are benefiting, and you're using the beged as the vehicle, as the means to accomplish your goal. He doesn't mention this, but the Tshuvas L'Shevet HaLevi that Yossi sent around is really essentially getting at the same point. And you could, what's that? Yeah, from the baggage, the guy with the kalim. The removal. Oh, you didn't send it to everybody else? You sent it to everybody about the removal of the kalim. Yossi will send it around. Thank you. Where your cheftza is your focus, you need it to be almanas l'saking. But where your gavra is the beneficiary, it doesn't need to be almanas l'saking. Now, of course, the stipler points out that the mechanism to get your benefit is through the maisa kriya, and that's why it's the malacha of korea. But the benefit that you're enjoying in the case of korea bachamaso, like the Rambam says, that it's mishakeach kaso, the chema, even though the Gemara says that that's kilu over avodah zarah, but the benefit that you're getting is you personally. With this explanation, the Kehilas Yaakov understands very well why the Tosfos does not want the case of Poseach Beis HaTzavar, right? Everybody saw that Gemara early on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom, and Makos Daf Gimel, Poseach Beis HaTzavar, Rashi sounds like, and Tosfos agrees, that it's a problem of Makos Bapatish. It's Mem Ches Amud Aleph, beginning of Bamet Tominin. Rashi says, Chayev Chatas Tahashve Kamashvile Mana, V'chayev Mishum Makos Bapatish. So why isn't Chayev Mishum Korea? So Tosfos will say, well, it doesn't fit our two tracks. Option one is you're fixing the beged. Well, in this case, you're fixing the beged, but it's not almanas litfor, because you're going to keep the neck hole open in perpetuity. And it's not for the purpose of you. You would have much preferred that it come with the hole in the first place. You're not enjoying or benefiting in any way by putting that hole in it. Oh. And that's the Shevet HaLevi that Yossi sent. That's in, it's Chelek Aleph, Simon Kurches in the name of Tiferes Yerushalayim. So,
sorry.
Yes.
I was just going to ask you, you know, if you read the Sigas and you come up this called a two track for the Tosfos, you might be like, you could taste you that there are two tracks. Do you think this Gemara about Posebi Tzavar and the two Shelton of Uvas and others is exactly the Raya? That looks like Kareach to the Beged, and it's not Kareach because it's not Rambam's book before. Like, this is the case, that's the Raya, which is the Tosfos. I mean, in Tosfos' view. Where else is there a hocha at all for such a
sign? Well, maybe that's exactly the Mishnah of Korea Bachamoso. Because the Mishnah...
But it just proves that you can eat Korea without Amadas before. That whole sugya is Mashmati, the sugya is Korea Bachamoso. Why should you just isolate it?
But that's perhaps exactly the point, that there are two Mishnahs in the beginning of Ha'oreg. One concludes, Vaha Korea Amadas Litvor, Shtei Tfiros, that's one. And then there's Korea Bachamoso. Two kinds. Could be. Oh. So this is the Shitas Tosfos, and these are two ways of understanding Shitas Tosfos, but there is a significant difference between the Bir Halacha's approach and the Stipler's approach with the Tiferes Yerushalayim from the Shevet HaLevi, which is that according to the Bir Halacha, we are much more expansive in defining what qualifies as a tikkun for something to violate Korea. And you're left with a little bit of a question as to why it is that Tosfos thinks that Poseach Beis HaTzavar does not qualify as the Malacha of Korea. Whereas for the Stipler, you have a more defined, limited version of how much tikkun you have in any given case for it to be chai mishum korea. That's shita number one. Shita number two is the Rambam. And this Rambam is going to fall similarly under these same questions of how much tikkun and what kind of tikkun is necessary to violate korea. The Rambam interestingly points out that the kriya is al meso. So, we saw the Tosfos Yontif, of course, halachic man. You really only have anguish when a person loses someone for whom they are obligated to have avelos. But anybody else, al meso, if it's not al meso, you don't have the same level of hargasha. That's interesting. There is a svara, and there's a long tshuva who deals with this Rambam. I don't know if anybody had a chance to see this on the Maamar Kol. It's the Yaskil Avdi. Rav Avadya Hadaya has a tshuva where he quotes some achronim who think that the Rambam here in Perek Yud Aleph is dafka according to the Manda Omar, like his shita, that ein tzrich l'gufa is chayav. Oh, so Rav Avadya Hadaya disagrees with this, and also this is why other achronim are not happy about it, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes Lashon on the Rambam, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin. So the Yaskel Avdi and others, they say that's not the pshat in the Rambam at all. So how else can you explain this? The Rambam evidently agrees that there have to be multiple ways of violating, of the multiple tikkunim that can bring you to the chiyuv on Korea. Because he told us that you could be chayav on Korea in the case of Chamaso, Almeso, and he introduces Poseach Beis HaTzavar in that context, which sounds like you're chayav mishum Korea. Yet, when the Rambam says about tearing paper into small pieces, later on, everybody saw this in Perek Chav Gimel, the Rambam says, if you tear papers into small pieces, it sounds like it's only in Issa Durabanon, which is why it puts in Parakov Gimel. So you have to figure out for the Rambam the same question we had in Tosfos. Under what circumstances is a person chayav mina Torah as a malacha of Korea, and in what case is not? You're telling me that Poseach Beis HaTzavar, yes, but taking paper and tearing it into small pieces, then you're not. So let's go back to the Kilos Yaakov. According to the Kilos Yaakov, you can have a Kriya in the Chefza, and you can have a Kriya in the Gavra, but that doesn't really work for the Rambam, because the Rambam thinks that Poseach Beis HaTzavar is Chai Mishum Korea. So you have to say that for the Rambam, it's true that it's not just Al Menas Litvor. Unlike Tosfos, who unequivocally thinks that actual Kriya Beguf HaDavar is Al Menas Litvor, not like the Bir Halacha wanted to say that it's Lav Dafka, that Tosfos thinks for a moment that it's absolutely Al Menas Litvor, the Rambam will disagree with that. The Rambam will think that Al Menas Litvor is an example of a constructive Kriya. And just like ripping for the purpose of bettering your urea so that you can fix it and sew it up in a more even fashion, that's a malacha of Korea. So too, the Rambam would say, Poseach Beis HaTzavar also constitutes a substantial and meaningful tikkun to be chayav on Korea. So now we have the question, well, why are you not chayav if you're Korea Nioros into little pieces? So the Bir Halacha, to answer this question, has a huge kiddush. The Bir Halacha suggests what he readily acknowledges, is a big kiddush, is that in the case of the tearing the paper, right, that's based on the Gemara in Beitza, where it sounds like basically you have a piece of paper, you have like parchment paper, you want to tear off a piece of it, wrap up your fish, and roast it. So Bir Halacha suggests that, that case is different. Because the case of the Uriah Shanofa Bodrana, the tikkun, was on both sides of the fabric. And here, when you tear off the paper for the fish, you're only benefiting one side. So later poskim are very flummoxed by this Bir Halacha. Meichitesi, that a constructive Kriya is limited to a chiyuv only when both sides of the cloth benefit. Now this is going to have a significant nafkamina lemaisa. So for example, let's say tearing toilet paper. In the case of the toilet paper, for the Rambam, according to the Bir Halacha, that's only a tikkun in the piece of the toilet paper which is torn off, and it would actually not be the malacha of Korea. So that's a significant kula, but it's questionable. The other answer to this is what everybody saw in the Halakha Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Alter Rebbe answers this question with an astounding chiddush, which the Nishmas Adam challenges, but other later poskim say it's not a problem. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says there's no violation of Korea on paper. There's no violation of Korea on ore or niyar. Why? Because Korea goes back to the original definition of the malacha, that it was a fabric that was comprised of multiple threads, of multiple components. What's that?
I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah himself, again, we already be Berurah in the press of rejecting his answer.
The Mishnah Berurah can't agree to this. That's why he had to come up with his own answer. Exactly. But not everybody agrees with the Mishnah Berurah. And this answer, if you read it in the Rambam, it fits Kamin Chomer. Because the Rambam says, Medabik Niyaros is Chayav Mishum Tofer, and Mefarik Niyaros is Chayav Mishum Korea. Why is Dafka Mefarik Niyaros and Medabik Niyaros? Why did the Rambam say in Perakhov Gimel, if you tear paper into small pieces, you're only Chayav, you're only in violation of Midrabanan? Why does the Rambam say, strange case about ore, that if you have Dibuk Oros, and you're mafred the Oros, say, you tore an ore when you sewed it up. They used to make cloth out of ore, right? Lechora, the Rav Shulchan Aruch is saying, that is the Raya. The answer to the Rambam is, it's true. The Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. And he has a much more expansive definition of what constitutes a tikkun for violating Korea. But it's not shayach Korea on items that are not fabric. They're not multiple threads. Now, the benefit of this pshat, of course, in terms of reading the Rambam, it helps us a little bit, but it runs into a little bit of the same problem that Tosfos is going to have in the following sense, which is, it's interesting, and it's not clear, I don't know if anybody has seen a good pshat for this, why it is that in certain malachos, the Mishkan model plays seemingly an oversized role in defining the parameters of the malacha. We spoke about this, for example, in the malacha of Dosh, where we said, oh yeah, we have a machlokas tanoim. Dosh is limited to gedulei karka, and other malachas that are the question of gedulei karka. So we pointed out at that time that it's interesting to think about how gedulei karka became the model for the application of the malacha based on the Mishkan. So here too, it's interesting that the Mishkan, the case of Uriah Shanafel Badrana, that's, for the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that's the model. It's a little bit of a Tzarachian, but the truth is the original Tzarachian was Korea Almanas Litfor Shtei Tfiras. So like Rabbi Kiva Eger pointed out, that it's Almanas Litfor, that's a shear, but it's also a definition. So Mehechitesi, meaning Mehechitesi, that the definition of the malacha, Tosfos is so strict on this, he's insistent that the hagdara of the malacha is predicated on that almanas litfor. It's interesting. So on the one hand, the Rambam is better because it's not strictly speaking almanas litfor, it's almanas litfor as an example of tikkun. On the other hand, you're still limited in this territory of the Rav Shulchan Aruch to say, oh, the examples of Korea all have to fit under that header of the Mishkan, that it's got to be a cloth. But it could be that that's not so shocking, Mirtz Hashem, as we go weiter in this limud. It could be that destroying has multiple avenues and is shayach to different kinds of materials. And whereas in our discussion, we're trying to figure out what happens when you tear cloth into little pieces, or paper, or leather, but we have another destructive malacha, and that is soser. So it could be that what the Rav Shulchan Aruch is telling you is that Korea is, it's only in the world of Asiyas Begadim and fabrics, because we have another thing that deals with paper and other materials. Now, the reason why the Nishma Savram is not happy with this, because it's pretty clear from the Rishami that we saw in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, that Korea is Shayach for ore, which is what the Bir Halacha liked, and he wanted to take that Yerushalmi very, very literally, that there's a difference between cutting down the middle, where there's going to be a tikkun on both sides, versus cutting on the edge and trimming. But later poskim say, yeah, the Rambam didn't pass like that Yerushalmi. The Rambam rejects that Yerushalmi, and therefore the Bavli thinks that there is no kriya on ore. One last point in this discussion. So we had the Tosfos, who has a more, at least according to the Kilas Yaakov, a more limited definition of the Malacha of Korea, what constitutes a tikkun to violate it. We have the Rambam, who has a more expansive definition, yet also has a limitation in terms of tearing the fish paper. And then there is this svara of Rav Moshe in that tshuva in Chelak Aleph and Simen Kuf Chav Beis. I think it's in Os Vav and Zion. So I will readily admit to you that I did not understand precisely how Rav Moshe is formulating and navigating these waters. But he uses the terminologies of tikkun of the kriya and nikar of the tikkun. So I can't explain it in my own words, because it seems to be a matter of, you know, it's the eye of the beholder of what constitutes nikar of the kriya. He does suggest that this is the machlokas between Rashi told us on the Rambam about whether poseach beis atzavar constitutes nikar in the kriya. It's still a little bit of a question for Moshe why the Rambam would think that tearing the fish paper, why is that not nikar in the kriya? L'chora, you benefited by having a smaller piece of paper that you can wrap up your fish. I'm not sure. But Moshe is basically dealing with the same problems, trying to navigate the same problems that the Bir Halacha and the Stipler are doing just with his own language. So Ayin Sham.
It seems to be redefining what Amanaz means. Amanaz doesn't mean so now you can go and sew it, but rather Amanaz means that nicker, you did it from that action.
Right.
Which is, again, I don't know where he got it from. It happens to be brilliant, I don't know where he got it from.
Right. It's also been very difficult to be magdir what constitutes nikar.
Yeah.
Right. What does that mean? What's nikar? Okay. But that's a very important mahala. So it comes out from this that when you have a kriya, it has some productive purpose. So the bir halacha is going to be machmir, whereas the kilas Yaakov and Igros Moshe are going to be much more circumscript. So one place where this is going to come out is in that later long bir halacha about opening letters. So the Prichadash is in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Yud Ches. The lashon of the Prichadash is like this. The context of the Prichadash there in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Yud Ches is talking about how many chosamos you need to maintain the kashrus integrity of a food. So in that context, he's talking about in Europe, and probably in lots of other places, in Europe this was very common, that you had a commercial bakery that was in the shtetl. You, the yid, would bring your cholent sealed, give it to them on Friday night, and you would come pick it up Shabbos morning. He says, you should know, there are people who do this, and then they're tearing off the paper. That's the initial. This is in Yerodea Kuf Yud Ches. Exactly. They have the Hashkafa tape. So he says, it's not a problem because Kilkel Achosam Al Yidei Goy, you're having the Goy do it. And there's Tzorech. He goes back and forth. But then he says, in that context, Al Tishiveni Al Minag Rabim Ata Ame Ha'oretz Me'asfardim V'gam Me'ashkenazim Sha'igros. What's that?
Someone got excited. Was like, oh, Sfardim, Amaretzim.
And then he says Ashkenazim.
So why is he saying it then? He's like, not only that, the Sephardi Amarazim, but they're Ashkenazi Amarazim too?
Well, I don't know that.
It's weird.
It just sounds like you know, everyone.
he's Sephardi, so he's probably saying there are, in our community there are people who are Amarazim. And also over there, don't think that the Ashkenazim are the, that they do this, that they are Noagin Kula Lefosko to open the Igros, Haboim Al Yedei Rotz, Al Yidei Goy, Ein Lilmod, Ein Lamed Miminag Tos, Milza de Pshiti, Malacha de Oraisa Minatora, Malacha de Yisur Minatora, Vivishain Kavanoso Lakalkel, El Kade Lasakain, Liftoach Higeris Lakrosa. That's what he writes. However, if you look in the Tshuva of Chacham Tzvi, Chacham Tzvi has a Tshuva, which is dealing with something else, and then at the end, as like a just a quick note, In the end of Lamed Tes, I don't have the Lush in front of me. Where he basically says, yeah, you should know it's not a problem to open the letters on Shabbos. So what's the Shorish Machlokas that's going on here? It's whether or not you consider the benefit of opening the letter a tikkun in the act of Korea. Now, we could distinguish between the Bir Halacha distinguishes in the Chazon Ish, which we'll get to in also in a little bit, between an old school letter, which was the form of an aerogram, or in those days where they would take letters, which was a piece of paper, fold it up, and then glue it together. So you're tearing the piece of paper is actually happening. The letter itself is being manipulated and opened through this tearing. If you go back Let's go back to just those shitos. Let's go back. According to the Bir Halacha, you could see how this is going to be a serious problem, especially if it's in the letter, the aerogram itself. If you're only opening the matafa, the envelope, he says, okay, maybe there's going to be more reason to be lenient. But the letter itself, as opposed to, if you think like the Kilas Yaakov would say, wait a second, what's the purpose here? You're trying to open it up, it's not almanas lit for, and you're not enjoying it, so he would say that it's not korea. Now, the Rambam, if you're removing it on where the glue is, the Rambam might say, okay, that's the equivalent of niyoros devukim, but if you tear the letter, not where the glue is, so the Rav Shulchan Aruch would say that there's no problem of korea here. So this is the background, the back and forth to this question about opening letters, because it depends on how we understand the parameters of the malacha of korea in light of how much tikkun is necessary. Now, there's a counterpoint to all of this. Yeah, it sounds like the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Tes, which we're going to get to more details of it as we go through this topic. Lechatchil, it's proper to be machmir, but there's certainly Maka to be Mekel. The Chazon Ish himself, as we'll get to in a minute, Chazon Ish is Mekel, we'll see in a second about the envelope for sure, which is Bizman is the majority of the time. And you can imagine that sometimes this kind of thing will be Lamaisa. The average letters that you get on Shabbos, probably some of them are Mukta, and some of them are not Tzorach Shabbos. But if a person has a communication that's very, very urgent, you know, it could be urgent in the sense that it's a FedEx overnight. Like, there's a question about whether or not that's mutar ali b'dilchasa, but b'zmanazeh b'makom tzorech the Orch Shabbos is mekel. Sometimes you order something, and it has to come right away. So it might not be a letter. It might be an Amazon package. It might be medication. Medication's arriving, and you got a Bederech Heter, you ordered Bederech Heter, and it arrives on Shabbos. So that relates to this next topic that we're going to bring, which is that there are certain kinds of korea which seem to be under the rubric of korea, but they're not a problem. The Mishnah says, now granted this is not korea yet, the Mishnah says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, Shover Adam is a chavis lechel emena grogrus.
I always break my
smashing the chavis. And the Mishnah is talking about chavis that probably is not subject to korea. The Gemara talks about choslos. Now choslos, that probably is subject to korea, because so choslos, Rashi says, it's a kli shel kapas tamarim. The osigim in Solomon also sochot tamarim run lisvashel. It sounds like it's some kind of wicker basket, some kind of woven packaging. Well, that woven packaging through the kolim, it might be subject to korea. And yet the Gemara says there's no problem with that. So Rashi says on the Mishnah, you know why you're allowed to be shover? Because Malaya grogos, shover is called Malaya grogos, Masakim, Masayev, Lechem, Imena grogos, De'eid b'makalkel shum iser b'shabbos. There's no Yisr Makalkel on Shabbos. So the Ran, right here, in the Samach Aleph Amid Beis, in the Dapi Arif, the Ran, he says, what? What do you mean there's no Yisr of Makalkel on Shabbos? Of course there's an Yisr Midrabban of Makalkel on Shabbos. The Ran says, oh, it's Makalkel, but it has its Tzorech Shabbos. You want to get the Grogros that are inside the barrel or the Choslos. So now we understand what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Yud Dalid Sivches, that Choslos, this is in the context of Bonet and Kalim, that's the general discussion here in the Simin, Choslos Shul Tamarim Grogros, if the Kisur is Kasher Bechevel, etc., Chotech Afilo Besakin, Mutal Lafkev Alachtoch, you can cut it all open. The Mishnah Berurah here points out they're not Kalim Gemurim. But what about the fact that they are subject potentially to Korea? The answer is there's no Korea when it is Mekalkel. So this is the counterpoint to everything we've been talking about until now, that when you're trying to tear something and there's no Tikkun, if there's no Tikkun, you're destroying it in most cases. If your purpose is to be Mekalkel it, so then it's going to be Mutter if it's Litzorach Shabbos. So that's why the Chazon Ish, I don't know if anybody saw it yet. It's in Samach Aleph Os Beis. He discusses the opening letters case both on the letter of the anagram, Igeres Atzma Devuka, Devukas HaSvasos, and Munachas B'Matafa. So he deals with that in the first case, there's no Bona, there's no Soser. What about Korea? So he says, this Korea is not Derech Hashchasa, because you want to keep it open. So then he gets into this question about Almanas Lesaken, Korea, not Korea, Tikkun Mona. Maybe there's no Makom B'Patish. But he says, he thinks that according to the Rambam, there would be Korea. He says, maybe you could be, and you can't be Makel because it's a Suffolk Doraisa Machlokas Nevishonim. So we would be machmer, but in the kriyas hamatafa, im eino choshish lamatafa shetishaches, you don't care if it gets destroyed. Havale kikorea or shalpia chavis, it's the same idea of ripping the leather on top of the barrel. The ein kamishum korea. Now he does say, but I don't think this is lamaisa for most people bisman hazeh. He says, Omnam yesh les, or he thinks you should answer opening the envelopes, de zimnin de nichale l'shamish b'matafa. And if you want to use it, maybe it'll be an issa d'oraisa, but I don't think that's a metzias b'zman hazeh.
We also have his cans.
Exactly. So there are some cases where some people would keep, and maybe it's true on those giant 9x12 envelopes that people sometimes keep. For
the exception,
so that might be the exception, but in the regular case, he's saying that's derech hashchasa, that's kilkul. So those are the two big categories when we're talking about korea. The first one is it a tikkun? What kind of tikkun is it? Does it qualify as a tikkun for doraisa? And then the second category is if it's not a tikkun and it's a kilkul, then if it's litzorach Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. Like the choslos, etc. Yeah, yes, Emina.
You don't open up a letter sometimes, just kind of undo the layers and put it down, keep it in the envelope. Not because you're trying to save money, just because you're put it back in and put it on your desk.
So the question that you're raising, and this is going to be discussed in the Shemir Shabbos in that parak test, is when you talk about using something, is keeping the stuff in there really using it? So on the one end, you could say, yes, you're using it because you leave the cereal in the bag until you finish all the cereal. Or you leave the letter in the envelope, potentially, until you get rid of the envelope. So that's a machlokas, two opinions in poskim. Some say, oh, that's called using it. But I think the common practice is that you don't empty it. This gets back to what you were talking about before, Yossi, about the cans, the Chazon Ish, about the cans. You know, do you consider keeping the cereal in the cereal bag until it's finished, is that using the bag? Or that's the way that it was before, that you haven't actually used the bag for any constructive purpose? The Chazon Ish is not saying that by having the letter in the envelope in its current form, leaving it in there, that's using it. Maybe that's considered that, but it sounds like the Chazon Ish is saying, no, you might reuse the envelope later, and that would be a tikkun. So we'll get to that a little bit more when we talk about the contents and the packaging. Yeah, but that's significant in terms of defining what's called using. Yeah.
Can we define Tzorach Shabbos in this context as well? We don't assume it means just eating.
Exactly. So use on Shabbos. So for example, you know,
Tzorach or Onet Shabbos?
Both. It's the same thing. So I once asked Rabbi Sobolovsky, does this apply to ripping off the plastic on the napkins? Said yes. It's all Tzorach Shabbos.
Let's say you're trying to keep your kid.
Yes. It's all Tzorach Shabbos.
So, can you think of anything that you might use on Shabbos that it wouldn't define to? Just that we can just define it a little better?
People generally don't like to take tags off clothing.
Oh, okay. Tags off clothing. We're going to get to that now.
Okay.
Because that is the machlokas. There's 2 days about that. It's relevant to this point as well. So, if you're going to enjoy it on Shabbos, l'chor, it's a Torah Shabbos.
So then,
if it's for after Shabbos,
like Rashi says, you know, there's anus super makalka. So the Rashi's like, oh, no, it's only the Torah Shabbos. In every case, it's Torah Shabbos.
Not necessarily.
You should just be stunned destructive. I get it. That's what the Rashi's saying. You just be stunned destructive because they're not exhausted. But
if it's not for the purpose of Shabbos, then it would be a din d'rabbanan. Like, I don't know. Like, you want to. It might be all the Isurim also. But, like, I don't know. You're looking to, you know, you're not having anything to do, so you're going to be smashing bottles. I don't know. That's not a Torah Shabbos. Okay. So.
That's Torah Shabbos.
I think there are a couple of other nekudos in this malacha of Korea, which we need to keep in mind as we go forward. So the Rama in Shin Yud Zion, Siv Gimel, raises a really interesting case, which is the case that Ari just alluded to a minute ago. Lenatik olachto chzug shel min olim hatfurim yachad kederach shel umnin osin af agav datfir ina shel kayama de'ein chiluk betfir bein shel kayama la'ina shel kayama v'yesh matfirim betfira she'ina shel kayama ve'ein lahat b'fnei ama oretz. What if you have something which is Tafur, but it's Eino Shel Kayama? So the Rama has two opinions, and so there are two opinions in the poskim about whether that is subject to the Malacha of Korea. According to the first approach, that would be Korea, which has a constructive element now that you can use the shoes. So you free the shoes from each other, they're torn together, they're tied together. So that's Korea. But according to the second opinion, since the connection, the attachment, was only temporary, so it's not shach to talk about Korea in that case. So where does this come up? This comes up in Korea of all kinds of packages which are meant for the purpose of transportation or distribution, but not further usage.
You mean price tags?
It could be price tags, or it could be tabs on diapers, diaper tabs. The purpose of the tabs on the diapers, it should stay closed so it stays sticky, but it's only meant to stay closed till you, the consumer, want to use it. In theory, Procter & Gamble or Pampers, whatever the company is, they would be very happy for you to go to their warehouse, take the diaper right after, and use it right away. It's not meant to be a permanent connection. It's meant just till the consumer uses it. So this is a big machlokas.
Are you talking to Mice about diapers?
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about this. Diapers aren't sticky.
No, he's not talking about this. He's talking about the packaging of the diaper.
Or the diapers themselves, no?
They don't make diapers like that anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is important.
Okay.
You talk about it in Lysa, like,
so
diapers
what,
are Velcro.
Okay, that's a further question about I think the majority of Poskim assume that Velcro is not Topher and Korea, but Rav Shechter quotes in the Rav that he thought that it would be Topher and Korea.
It's micro.
You'll talk about that next week. The Pashas is that it's not, but I think Rav Shechter also quotes from the Rav that he thought that zippers were topher also.
What do people do with the mat and Simtara?
So that would be exactly the same Shaila. I wonder if Maimonides, they had that. They probably had.
He's a pinfall.
I've seen Rabbi David Palmer use the left hand thing.
So I don't know if Rav Shechter, I don't think Rav Shechter himself is machmir for that. What's that? He is? I don't know if Rav Shechter is machmir for that. You have to ask the Rebbetzin. I think he quoted from the Rav that he thought that zippers. Well, I mean, you'll talk about it next week. But anyway, so this is a huge, huge nekuda. If you understand that Korea is only shayach to things which are mechubar in
they're normally meant to be kept together. The case of the zug, the case of the diapers and other kinds of adhesives, which are meant to be put on and taken off. So the same thing will be l'chora for the little sticky notes that you put in the svarim. Your plan is not to keep those there in perpetuity. You put it there to keep it just eina shel kayama. You keep it for a day or two. You need the marmokum. And I forgot it. Now I open the safer. It's there 6 years later. So the Rav Avadia would say, this is this discussion, Rav Avadia quotes both sides in the diapers tshuva. It's in the marmokum. It's in chelek vav and simen membeis. Exactly. So Rav Avadia quotes this machlokas. He quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman on the question of commercial distribution. Shlomo Zalman says that's called shel kayama. They want it to stay there until it gets on the shelf and it gets to your house and you want to open it up. And Rav Avadia thinks he thinks that's shel arai. He thinks it's eino shel kayama. And so he quotes this the second day on the Ramah so to be lenient. He's machmer on the definition, yeah. Of what's called tofer and korea lizman.
You know, even though you
don't
have the diapers, you
do
have
the pull-up. Oh, okay.
Because
they have, okay.
Good.
They're
pull-ups.
Okay. One other ha'ara that relates to this same point in this context of things that are subject to korea or not, that ties it all together. But that's the kosher. We haven't gotten there yet. We already mentioned the Rav Shulchan Aruch, who is mekel when it comes to one item. So when we think about tearing paper, so you have the kula of the Alter Rebbe. That's that question with the chumrah of the Chachma Sadam. Again, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. We also have the Minchas Chinuch, who points out that the only time you could talk about korea is when you have something which is pliable, which is soft. The Bir Halacha doesn't sound like that. He sounds like even on hard things, right? The question is, let's say you have blocks which are glued together. But that's a limitation. We saw the Bir Halacha's limitation in Shnei Atzadim. But here's the case that we're talking about. If you look, here's another important svara that goes into this cheshbon with the tags. And that is that the tags are plastic. So if you look at the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Tes and Ha'ari Yud Aleph, Shlomo Zalman quotes in the Avnei Nezer that things which are not Shayach Bo Tfira, you're never going to tie them again. You're not going to glue this plastic little tag together. It's not Shayach Bo Tfira. So the Avnei Nezer was Mitzar of that. He thought that was a svara to be mekel. And if you look in the Bir Halacha in Shin Yudalin, in that Choslos case, he also, sounds like he also thought that that was a good svara, although it's a little bit of a tzarachi into the case of the Ratz Anin, whether that's Shayach Bo Tfira. But in terms of the plastic tags, this is yet another reason to be mutter, to be mekel. Number one, you have the question, was the tag there Shel Kayama or not? Rav Avadia would say it's not Shel Kayama. Then you have the Alter Rebbe who would say, that's not Shayach Bo Tfira because it's not two gufim, it's one guf. Then you would have the Sheet of Tosos, according to the Kilos Yaakov, who would say, that's not Korea at all because it's not Almanas Litfor and it's not something that is benefiting you as a Gavra. So maybe it's the Rambam, but the Rambam might say, you only have a tikkun, like the Bir Halacha said, you only have, according to the Bir Halacha, you have a tikkun on both sides. Do you really have a tikkun on both sides? I'm not sure even what tikkun you have. You have just the access. So that would be, you would be machmir. So best thing is to tear it before Shabbos. But with all these things,
little plastic things holding together?
Yeah.
Your shops and
exactly. And then you have the last svara, the svara of the Chazon Ish of Derech Hashchasa. You're destroying the tab. So in Achanami, there is tikkun. Now you can use these shoes and you've given it access. There's those who will be machmir. And yesh lechatchila to do it before Shabbos, but when you start to put together all the pieces, you could see how there is a lot of room to be lenient in that case.
Or Shmuel Zalman would not be lenient.
He might in this case. I don't remember what he says in the Shmuel Shabbos on this particular case. I think Rabbi Ruby had to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One last ta'ara here on Korea, and then we're going to close up. Is regarding the issue of toilet paper. based on what we've said until now, if you follow the Alter Rebbe, so it's not subject to Korea because it's paper. Although, we did point out when we were discussing this that maybe Korea, maybe paper is, depending on the kind of paper that it's, maybe it's made of little fibers, but I don't know, I don't think that toilet paper doesn't seem, it seems like it's one item, and even though that has the perforations, it's just one long roll that they probably took a knife and embossed perforations on it. So the Aruch HaShulchan, excuse me, the Bir HaLacha will say, yeah, but you're not using both sides, that's also another reason to be Mako. So the Shmir Shabbos in Chav Gimel, in Sif Tezayin, he says that it's Mutter Kalachar Yad, because even if you're going to be machmir and say it's korea midoraisa, if you do a kalachar yad, it's drabanan, it's makom, it's b'makom, kavod abrios, so makom abrios, lo amidu divrayim. And then in the third edition, I don't have the new edition, so in the new edition, it's probably included there, but I have the Aleph Beis and then the Hosef of the Meluim. There in Ha'aron Nun Gimel, he points out that he thinks that it's even not a big deal to tear it along the perforations, because that's not your kavana. Your kavana is not to get a specific size. Now, it's true, if you wanted to get a specific size, then you'd be running afoul of mechatech, but the main thing that you just want is to get some tear, and if it makes it easier, that no chiyus doesn't transform into the malacha of mechatech. So to summarize, we started with the major question of what is the malacha of korea. We saw there was Tosfos Shita and the Rambam Shita. Within Tosfos Shita, we saw the opinion of the Bir HaLacha, we saw the opinion of the Kilas Yaakov. Within the Rambam's more expansive opinion, we still had to explain the two shitas, how to get the fish case, the niyar, the chatichas niyar, broken down and understood either like the Bir HaLacha or like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We had Ramosha Svara, somehow that answers all the questions. And then we explained how these approaches can explain how we have two totally divergent opinions on the question of opening the letters. But then within the opening of the letters, we distinguish between the igeris, where the paper itself is being benefited, the aerogram, like the Chazon Ish's first case, versus the second case of the Ma'atafa, which the Bir HaLacha says there's much more room to be lenient, like the Chazon Ish. Then we introduced several variables that need to be looked at in terms of what materials are subject, whether it's mekalkel or not, if it's derech hashchasa, whether or not you have the shayachus to re-sew it ever, the question, right, of the plastic tags, and finally the question of the toilet paper, which comes up all the time, but the heter for the purpose of kavod abrios.